Weather conditions in the Midwest will likely deteriorate as we move forward through the next 12 to 24 hours as our next storm system begins to bear down on the region. The temperatures across the region this morning are still favorable for most of the region. We're looking at temperatures running mostly in the 30s, and there are some warmer readings south of the Ohio River with some lower 40s noted there. We do have mostly fair conditions in the lower parts of the Midwest. Some cloudiness is increasing in Kentucky, and we still have cloud cover across areas from eastern and central Iowa and northern Illinois northward to the Canada border. The winds are out of the east-northeast across the lower parts of the Midwest. That's always indicative of an approaching storm system, and indeed that is exactly what we will be seeing as we move forward through this next 12 to 24-hour period. A storm center that is down in Texas is expected to work its way in our direction as we move through the day today. The majority of the storm system will occur as rain, but we are expecting to see snow evolve at the end of the system. We'll expect to see the lower Mississippi River Basin area picking up on some moderate to heavy amounts of precipitation as early as this afternoon, with the precipitation creeping over the Ohio River Valley area as we get into this evening and then increasing greatly overnight tonight. The precipitation will be most intensive and most widespread during the morning and early afternoon tomorrow, and we'll see some increasing wind and the development of some wet snow on the backside of the storm system. The snow is expected to be most significant from east-central Missouri and central Illinois up to parts of Michigan and neighboring areas of Ohio. These areas will probably end up with 2 to 5 inch accumulations and some potential for something locally greater. Off to the southeast, there will be a changeover from rain to snow as the storm system pulls out of the region, and that is likely to occur as we go from Wednesday night into Thursday morning, and we'll see all the precipitation come to an end in the afternoon Thursday. Now, the storm system will likely disrupt travel, so if you are going to be moving around through the region as we go through the day tomorrow and into on Thursday morning, be expecting some delays. That will be both air and surface travel delays, most likely. The storm system will be followed by a period of tranquil weather. I don't think we'll see much other adversity in the region until we get to the end of the weekend. And at that time, a cold air mass coming southward out of Canada will stimulate a little bit of new snowfall across the northern parts of the Midwest, and a combination of snow and rain both occurring in the lower Midwest. It'll probably start off as rain and change over to snow as the colder air reaches to the south. None of this cold is going to be threatening to winter wheat, and it is not going to be bitterly cold, but we will certainly see a setback in the temperature range for a little while. The forecast temperatures across the area here in the near term are really not bad, but with all the precipitation coming up here tomorrow and on Thursday, we will notice a decline in those temperatures. Highs this afternoon will be 30s and 40s across the northern portions of the Midwest, while temperatures in the lower parts of the region will be 40s and lower 50s. Tomorrow, 30s and 40s will be fairly common, might even get over 60 degrees early in the day tomorrow in southeastern Ohio ahead of the storm system. Otherwise, we'll be cooling down, and high temperatures as we get out towards Thursday and Friday will run mostly in the upper 20s and 30s north and 30s in the south, with a return of warmer weather expected as we finish out the weekend just ahead of that reinforcing shot of cold air for early next week. The lowest temperatures at night are not expected to be very cold, but we'll see a lot of 20 and 30 degree readings coming up, especially after the storm system passes through the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.